Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're here with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up in about 20 minutes, our injury expert, Will Carroll, will jump into the show. And as he does, we have a lot to talk to him about. You know, Max Fried, Tack McKinley, Caleb McGarry, Rico, the whole list of Falcons that are dinged up, Julio. We'll talk to him about all of those as we get into our injury expert in about 20 minutes for that part of the conversation. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Hugh, you know a little bit. Didn't you have a doc appointment yesterday?
Yeah, I did, man. I went to Neuber-T. Neuber-T is basically a men's wellness center where basically, John, you know, since we've been dealing with this pandemic, man, just making sure that, you know, mental health and all this other stuff that I had to take care of. You know, and basically what I did was just went to go get a meal plan because they do different meal plans and things of that nature. They took my body fat and all of that. And, you know, just basically it was like a combine of sorts. But it's a one-stop shop where you can go there and, like, do a little bit of everything. They got, like, hair implants and stuff like that. They got, personal health. I guess that's the way I can say it. Like, if you have some
yeah,
issues.
Okay.
Because, like, I walked into the office, right? Like, I'm going more so for the diet part of it. Because, you know, even though, you know, I play professional sports and everything, I still got to, you always got to have a coach with a game plan. So, you know, I went there more so for the diet aspect. But, you know, they ask you questions like, is everything cool at home? Is everything, you know, everything is everything. But, yeah, man, it was pretty cool. But the coolest thing about it, John, they have this machine that you get on. You just step on it and you put your hands on it. You put your hands off to the side and it could tell you your body fat, how much muscle mass that you have and where your body fat is like where you have most of it. Like, that was the coolest thing. Like, it breaks down each limb and all of the other stuff, and it tells you where most of your body fat is and how, and then you sit down with a doc and they give you a meal plan to help you, you know, combat all this. So if you're into that, you're gonna need to check it out, man. Neuber-T. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. It sounds like it is pretty cool. I don't need to be told it because I walk out of there depressed.
I mean, no, but you know what you need to know. I mean, I think as we get older, hey, and listen, plus, right? You know, we're dealing with everything. You know, it's one of those things, man. You know, you just want to make sure with everything that's going on that you're taking care of yourself. And that was the biggest thing, and that's the reason why I went, because I wanted to go see what was going on. You know, it took the blood and everything, and just make sure that, you know, I'm trying to run at optimal levels as far as my health is concerned.
Yeah, and, you know, I could probably use something like that, too. I mean, I always tend to get the, you know, hey, listen, you got to stop drinking wine. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, you know what, John? They told me that, too, because they were like, they told me that, you know, no, I have to, in order for my diet to kickstart, that for at least I can't drink any alcohol for the next couple of weeks. And when I start, like the problem with bread, white bread, is that, you know, it's designed now. You remember how back in the day bread used to go bad in a couple of days?
Yeah.
I never noticed how he's like, you keep bread. He said, have you ever noticed how much longer you get to keep bread? And I was like, no. He said, you know, normally you get to keep bread, like bread back in the day, 2 or 3 days max. He said, but they make bread now so that it lasts longer. So it's not really that nutritionist. nutritional for you. So that's the problem. He said, if you're not eating whole grain breads, he said, don't even fool with it. He said, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know that. You know, just basically stuff that I knew, but it's always a good time to, or a good plan to just, you know, go and check it out and everything. So, yeah, I went to Nuberti and checked them out. And I feel pretty good about the plan they put together for me. Going to lose a little bit of body fat. Yeah, going to lose some body fat, John, and try to get sculpted so that when we do come back to the office – mm-hmm. I'll be able to get in these pants, you know, because I haven't worn a pair of pants in so long.
Yeah, neither
so I'm just
have
trying
I.
to get about getting these pants.
Yeah, I'm almost afraid to put on blue jeans going, okay, yeah, I probably should go to, what's it called?
Nuberti, yeah. And you're not the only one, John. I mean, because when I went in there, you know, we all had masks on, you know, socially distanced and everything, but there was a lot of guys in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I told you before, I had to fast. But the good thing about it, it's like when you become a member, you know, you go in there and they have a whole bunch of like healthy snacks and stuff that you could get and eat while you're there. You know, if you're fasting and everything, man, I ate like I was at a restaurant or something.
At a buffet.
I got all the snacks. Yeah. I went buffet style on them. So, yeah, it was pretty cool, man. But the machine that I got on showed the body fat. I'm carrying most of mine in my stomach area. And you know, they said I got to go every week to get evaluated, so I started my diet today. I got my pizza last night, though. I got a pizza last night, so if that's what you
What
know,
kind of pizza?
I got one from Mellow Mushroom,
uh-huh.
and I got the Funky Q Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a medium, and I gave that pizza the business, and I woke up this morning, and, you know, now I started my diet, so that's where I'm at with that.
And, yeah, I know. I've been there and done that. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to start that, too. Okay.
Yeah, man, because you know, as you get older, you know, it's just like for optimal
And I'm not
going
to have the holidays to blame, you know, this year,
nah.
you, because I got no parties to go to.
No, and right? ain't nobody trying to fool with you like that, John. Ain't nobody. Like, the messed up part about it, like, a lot of people are, you know, they're kind of, you know, changing their holiday plans. And, you know, it's funny. We talked about Halloween and everything, but what are we going to do for like I said the other day, the biggest travel day? How are we going to handle that and what that's going to look like? So, yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be pretty crazy.
We are doing a poll on our website right now about who the team MVP for the Braves is. Freddie Freeman is on our website. Pardon me. It's managing it. Our Twitter, at 929 The Game. And Freddie Freeman is leading the charge well ahead of Max Fried and Marcell Ozuna. But you can go vote at 929 The Game on that poll and also weigh in because other people are saying, you know, it's a Travis d'Arnaud. Some people said the bullpen, and we went over this earlier. You can't just pick the bullpen. It's a MVP, most valuable player, not most valuable position. But Travis d'Arnaud's getting some votes. And I said, and while most people said Freddie Freeman, and rightfully so, as you did, Hugh, and Abe did as well, I picked Max Fried. And I said, you know, one of the reasons is because he's been an ace this year. And the Reverend Dexter Sims shot at me at Twitter, says Max Fried isn't an ace yet. Until he gets it done in the postseason, he's not an ace. And that's a fair enough, criticism as to whether or not he's an ace. But he certainly acted as the role during the regular season for a staff where, you know, once Mike Soroka went down, you know, and Fried had to step up into that role, notwithstanding the fact that he actually had last year, going back to last year, had 17 wins, was tied for the NL lead. He has certainly had a remarkable year this year, not only in picking up the slack for Mike Soroka, Hugh, but picking up the slack for Cole Hamels and Felix Hernandez and Sean Newcomb and Mike Fulton, everybody. He's been the only thing that rotation's had.
Yeah, man. I mean, especially when you talk about what we thought we were going to have at the beginning of the year. And what it has been, he has been what they call it, a beacon of light. When people say he's been a beacon of light, he's definitely been a beacon of light in the darkest time for us. So, yeah, that's why he's gotten the ace moniker somewhat, you know. But I feel the Rev.
I'm not arguing the Rev's point here. He's got to get it done in the postseason. Right.
I'll argue it.
But go for it. Go for it. We that doesn't surprise us, by the way.
Of course not. Well, you know, I have statistics to back it up in a correct argument, but that's all right. Is Clayton Kershaw an ace?
I was wondering that, but I didn't have anything to go with. Has he been in what? Okay, finishes.
He's been in the playoffs. Yeah. He's been in 16 playoff series. Let's see, how many starts? 25 starts in 16 series. He's 9-11 in the playoffs. Is he not an ace?
Greg Maddux was not really good in the postseason either.
I mean,
he was okay, but is a Greg Maddux like the greatest pitcher in Braves history?
Okay. So y'all just poo-poo, y'all just, you know, poo-pooed on the pastor, but it's okay.
Well, I just don't think.
Y'all don't believe in God.
I'm arguing Abe's point here as to whether or not Clayton Kershaw's an ace.
I would say the Greg Maddux was an ace. Now.
No. I'm arguing with Abe, not with the Reverend here. My point, I guess, is that you can be an ace. I mean, define ace. I mean, ace is a stopper, a guy that you can go to. And because you don't have success in the postseason doesn't mean you didn't pitch well. Maybe your team just didn't hit well. And when, in Maddux's case, the team just didn't seem to hit well in those games.
It's an undeniable discussion here. Clayton Kershaw's an ace, guys. Maybe not at this point in his career, but for a 7-8 year stretch there, he's an ace. There's no denying that he was and is an ace. No matter what the record in the postseason is, he's an ace. If you want to add an addendum, he's not great in the playoffs. Fine, but he's an ace.
I don't even know that DeFreed is necessarily, given everything he's done. Hugh, I don't even know come back at the start of next year. You're going to say Max Fried is the ace of the staff because I will say he's the number one starter.
I will say this to your point to back up the Rev a little bit. I mean, for us, that's like when I say us, and I can hear Randy talking about what you mean us or we. I can hear that in my head. But for this team, he's an ace because he's the best pitcher that you have in a sea of names that we've been saying for the last 5 or 6 years that have not panned out for us. Is that safe to say? Julio Teheran,
we agree,
the things of that nature. He's an ace for us.
And
you're putting a lot on him getting ready for this playoff series because right now he's the best pitcher that we have, so he's our ace.
Yeah, I agree. And the Rev's point is well taken. Does he do it in the postseason? And we'll see. Hopefully that angle isn't any big deal, and we'll see what he does.
Hey, listen, whatever you do, especially in this times that we're dealing with right now, never dispute a man who has a real close relationship with the man upstairs. Whoever that man upstairs is for you, they'll probably want to have that conversation. Don't want to have that argument. Just food for thought. Just food for thought.
Max Fried is a subject of a lot of conversation right now. Will Carroll is an injury expert. What did he see in Max Fried that should we be concerned, or is he going to be okay when he makes his start next Wednesday to open the playoffs? We'll talk to our injury expert about Max. We'll talk to him about the Falcons' injuries and more, Julio and Tack and everybody. We'll do that next with our injury expert as we continue on this Thursday edition of The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and worldwide at radio.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The outbreak of the coronavirus has affected us all here in Atlanta, and it's made some changes in the sports world as well. As the stories continue to break, we're here to give you the latest. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now for our weekly injury segment with our injury expert, Will Carroll. Brought to you by Johnson & Alday Injury Attorneys. Visit johnsonalday.com.
Will Carroll is a leading injury expert in the country and author of the Under the Knife column. If you haven't gotten the Under the Knife column, you one of the great things when you sign up for it at undertheknife.substack.com or just Google Under the Knife is UTK, the emails here that we get with the updates, UTK, Under the Knife. And Will Carroll joins us this morning, as he does always, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. But I don't know, Will. We're a little miffed yesterday. Max Fried had a little bit of an ankle injury. With the week before the playoffs, is there any concern with this?
Certainly you would rather he not have it, but it was a simple ankle sprain. He rolled it over. Everybody can see that. It's why you practice all those PFTs during spring training, why you try to do it during the season, at least some, because there are these awkward plays. We've seen other players injure themselves this season on similar plays. It's just an awkward play. You go to grab the ball, you try to do it quick, and rolling it over or falling down is often going to happen. I'm not too worried about this. They can set things up, but it's a thin but talented rotation. So the last thing you want is to have him going in there with a little bit of a question mark. Ankle sprains tend to heal up pretty cleanly. So, again, I'm not too worried about this.
Well, that's good news. I mean, because it's the last thing the Braves could use. Yeah. You know, we were discussing, you know, who the team MVP was this year, Will, and it's been one of the discussions we've had. It's a Twitter poll that we have this morning at 99 The Game on Twitter. Not the league MVP. That'll come down to Marcelo Zuna, yeah, Freddie Freeman. But I think Max Fried is your team MVP, and one of the things I think about is you think about the guy you can least afford to lose right now, Max Fried.
Yeah, exactly. You need those, at least that one ace that can go in there and dominate a team and take care of things on their own. And I'm not sure Max is quite to that stage. But funny story, I was actually at a wedding with him and his high school teammate, Lucas Giolito, a couple of years ago. And I had never met either of them before. And we're sitting there having a drink. And I said, which one of you is going to be the best pitchers? And exactly at the exact same time, they both said, me. And I think they're right.
We're talking with our under-the-knife injury expert. Will, we have a litany. We have nine starters, yeah, of the Atlanta Falcons that did not practice yesterday. 9-9-9, number 9. I don't know where we could begin. We could begin, I guess, with Tack McKinley and his groin injury.
Yeah, you know, this one's not a severe groin injury. Quinn has been downplaying this, and I think he's right. This is one that was kind of grabbing at him in-game, and the last thing you want to do is make it worse. It's a rotation there on the line, so I'm not terribly worried about the effects on the team. I do think McKinley's going to give it a go, so I definitely watch to see if he's out there at practice, not today, but tomorrow. I think that's going to be the biggest key for us. You know, he's a quick guy. He's kind of one of those lockdown middle tackle guys, so he does have to have lateral motion. He does have to be able to stay stable. So questionable is a very good tag for him.
Caleb McGarry, MCL sprain, supposed to be a minor one. How long will you think he'll be out?
Yeah, he's not going to be back this week because there was still swelling in it, according to my sources. You know, the MCL is on the inside of the knee and is what keeps it from collapsing inward. And you have to have that to have good lateral motion, have good stability. A week is going to be really tough. We've seen a lot more MCL injuries this year. ACL injuries are up, and MCLs are way up. PCLs are up, and that's two. So I do think McGarry's going to be back quickly. I don't think it'll be this week.
Talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll, kind of going down the list. Rico Allen has an elbow injury now. It seems to me that, you know, when you play the position that he plays, given his importance as the kind of quarterback of the defense, that, you know, whatever that elbow injury is, unless it's, you know, debilitating, just shoot the thing up and go.
Yeah, you know, shooting things up is kind of dangerous, as we saw this week.
Well,
you
know, right? It ain't near a lung, okay? I mean, his elbow ain't going to, you know, cause him to not be able to breathe.
True. Let's certainly hope. But yeah, you're right. They'll brace this thing. It's a hyperextension. And we have seen a number of these. Saquon Barkley on the play before he blew out his ACL hyperextended his elbow. And I wonder whether he was, when he was twisting and trying to get away, was he trying not to fall on that elbow? Did it hurt him? And did that lead to his elbow injury or knee injury? It's simple hyperextension. They'll brace him up. You know, it's not going to keep him from catching. It's not going to keep him from tackling. So I do think he's going to play.
Talking with our injury expert, a couple more on the Falcons. Soft tissue injuries you know, for two more of these guys, Foye Aluken and Julio Jones. Boy, Julio looked like he was hobbling through dealing with that hamstring. We think Foye has a hamstring. Those hamstrings can be nagging and problematic if you don't give them proper rest, correct?
Exactly. And it surprised me that the Falcons had Jones looking that bad. Normally, the guy's going to be non-functional if you have other options, as they do. This would be the perfect situation for him to rest. And the Falcons medical staff just doesn't miss on that. So I think he had some sort of setback either in-game or even before the game. There's some indication that he just wasn't feeling good. It's tough to pull a guy that talented out. But they're going to have to figure out whether or not this is going to be something that lingers, if they're going to have to hold him out a week, whether it's this week or next down the line. We'll have to see. With Azumi, he's going to play. That hamstring is problematic. He's so valuable on special teams that you almost have to worry about that more than you do his play at linebacker.
Tyrod Taylor, punctured lung.
Yeah.
How long does it take to heal from something like that?
For Taylor, he might have the rest of the season because Justin Herbert came in and may have taken his job with that. You know, Taylor seems to be set up to fail every year. It's kind of a running joke, but it comes back pretty quickly. It's a terrible feeling. It's painful. I've never had it from a needle, but it's just awful. You can't breathe. There's no worse feeling than being conscious and just not being able to get air in, even if it's just one. This is a known complication. This has happened before in the NFL. This happens anytime you get a needle near the lungs. It's just kind of brutal to think these guys regularly need these kind of injections to go out and just play. I mean, you said it with Ricardo Allen. He shoot him up and let him go out there. These are human beings, and that's kind of tough to do overall. And these are the kind of dangers that you have. You know, reactions to medicines happen fairly regularly. I've seen players that have had reactions to just Novocaine or lidocaine or whichever cane they're using these days, and kind of almost seize up on the table. So it is a difficult thing, but one that's far more widespread than the NFL wants you to know.
We know that, Will Carroll, that there have been some stadiums that have come under scrutiny. The old St. Louis, when the Rams played in St. Louis, they had the Reggie Bush issue where they had the concrete around the stadium and people were hurting themselves, and then around the edges of the field. And Indianapolis has a reputation for having a really bad field. The 49ers go to MetLife Stadium in New York. They complain about the turf. They get a lot of injuries. Guess where they're playing again this week? The NFL's come out and said that they think the turf is fine. Do you think there's an issue there?
You know, I think it comes down to results. You know, Indianapolis has that reputation for a good reason. They have the most injuries there. They changed the turf. They changed some of the preparation. But I can remember a couple of years ago, I was at a U2 concert at Lucas Oil, and they didn't take up the turf. They just basically put a piece of plastic down over it, and I took a picture of it. The NFL was like, oh, my God, you can't be serious. Please take that down. So it's one of those situations where it comes down to the preparation more. I was talking to people that saw the new stadium in Las Vegas, and I was saying, what's it like on the inside? And they were like, it's pretty good. Everybody hated the turf. It's natural grass, and they're kind of bringing it in on trays, and they're saying it just didn't feel natural. The grass was real, but it was kind of like fake hair or something, that it was too firm. One of the things the NFL does do is test the surface, whatever it is, whether it's natural, whether it's artificial, for hardness. Because remember, we see that substrate puff up. A lot of it comes down to how that is prepared more than the turf itself. Is it hard enough? Is there enough bounce? But they test that basically like they test golf greens. I forget what the little tool is, but they make sure it's not too hard, it's not too soft, which can be just as bad. So new turf, like what they have at MetLife, can be a problem as they kind of learn how to make it sort of the Goldilocks turf.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see if there are any more injuries to, you know, Saquon Barkley probably could speak to it more than anybody else. I mean,
yeah,
maybe there is something to it. Hey,
yeah,
well,
definitely the worry.
You know, where can the fans find you?
Under the knife.substack.com or injury expert on Twitter. And boy, has it been busy there.
Whew, no kidding. Will Carroll, our injury expert. Thanks, Will. Joining us, he is brought to you by Johnson and Allday at johnsonallday.com. Andy and Randy coming up top of the hour, and one of those two has a birthday today. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The world of sports has changed, and when it comes to Atlanta sports fans, no one keeps you up to date like we can. We're covering what matters here, locally in the world of sports. For continuing updates, keep it here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90.9 The Game. Couple of quick things here from the NFL Wire, Hugh, that we're seeing this morning. Bears aren't without their own injury issues. John Jenkins, who is a longtime valuable member of that defensive line, apparently tore ligaments in his thumb last week, and now he played through it, according to Ian Rappaport, but now they're saying, nah, you're not going to play this week. So, you know, not that it's going to slow. That pass rush of the Bears, Hugh, is something we got to talk about.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Yeah, they bring that. Well, one guy brings that dial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Quinn's pretty good, and Khalil Mack, and I mean, they got a lot of guys.
Yeah, they got some. But, they got some ballers now.
But not having John Jenkins, you know, that's a bit of a loss to them, not a question. We're seeing details too of Devontae Freeman's deal with the New York Football Giants. Here it is, according to Tom Pelissero of NFL.com. He gets a one-year deal. He gets his base salary, Hugh, $944,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are bonuses, within that. But isn't that far less than, I mean, what he was talking about earlier when he was like, I'm looking for a championship team? I mean.
Well, yeah, John. I mean, you know, that's what he wanted. That that wasn't, obviously, it probably wasn't available. And, you know, reality starts to set in. And, you know, you adjust accordingly. So I'm not mad at him for that. I know a lot of people are probably looking at that and probably saying that's what you get. But, man, listen, that man's still making more money than most of us. I mean, even if he's taking that deal, he could have probably made more. Yeah, no question about that. But he's still doing okay for himself. And it's one of those things that we do it every day. It's just that when athletes do it, people want to, you know, pointed out, oh, he's stupid. Like Le'Veon Bell, the year that he took the money that he took, talking about it was the same money. Man, listen, sometimes it's the principality of the situation. Yeah, I know I said it wrong, so don't nobody start texting me talking about I said it wrong. I know it's principle. I just said the principality.
Yeah, by the way, the Packers announcing that Devontae Adams is not practicing right now because of his hamstring. The Saints are already missing Michael Thomas, so we'll see. If Devontae Adams doesn't play for the Packers, that changes things a lot for Green Bay. Again, stuff we'll get into tomorrow. Abe, I had a friend of mine text me and ask me if all you like to do is argue. Is that fair or no? Do you want to argue that point?
I would say this is a loaded question because I feel like if I say no, then I am arguing. I like to call people out when they're wrong. How about that?
Yeah.
If you're right, how many times have I stopped in to be like, no, John, no. If you're right, I'll let it go. If you're wrong, call you out. That's how life works. Just be right more than you're wrong, and you'll be okay.
I try not to argue with Abe. If for no other reason, I want to drag him up to my level.
Okay. Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
No, I mean.
I just think I don't call it arguing. It's spiritfully disagreeing.
Correcting, yeah. Arguing, disagreeing. There's different words for it.
It's like, listen, I don't claim to know everything. I mean, but I've worked with two people who think that they do know everything, so it's cool. It kind of, you know.
Oren's not here to defend himself, you.
I mean, if you want to, Oren, I work with two people they sit back and, you know, they like to, you know. They like to mix it up.
Yeah, but do you want to be right, Abe, or do you just want to win the argument?
There's no winning the argument if you're not right.
Well, yeah, there is.
I will say this. I've seen Abe in all of his, you know, Abe-ness. When he's wrong, he'll admit when he's wrong about something. He does do that. He does do that. Now, I have seen him do that.
It's rare, but it happens.
I mean, he will do that. He will do that. I mean, you know, he will sit there to a man and he will like, hey, you know what? I was wrong about this. And he will correct himself. John freaking not so much.
I'll correct myself if I'm wrong.
I'm kidding. But it's just,
players mess up. I make mistakes all the time.
I make mistakes.
It's kind of crazy how, I mean, some people think the Bears are going to the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, they're
see,
things,
now that was something.
There are things
see,
we're going to always have to backtrack later.
By the way,
in life.
The Bears are 2-0, and if they win this week,
I don't have to backtrack. All I got to do is say,
way up.
Players mess
John,
up.
They're a DeAndre Swift caught touchdown. Wide open away from not being 2-0.
Fall on the football onside kick from being tied for first in the NFC South. What's your point?
That neither team is going to the Super Bowl. That's my point.
You walked into it. You woke up to Sleepy Giant. That's what you did. You did that. Yeah, you did
right. that. Oh, I know. I tried not to. You. I was just answering my friend here who wanted to know. You know, he thinks that Abe is rather argumentative. Well, you know, he is. He just likes to debate. It's spirited debate. I think you're correct. You know.
Oh yeah. It's definitely spirited. It's definitely spirited debate. It's definitely spirited debate.
What would you rather have? Bland talk? Hey guys. What do you think about the Braves' chances to advance past the first round of the playoffs? Hugh? I mean, come on.
Yes, John. Of course.
Of course.
Let me ponder this.
You know how quickly, you know how many extra segments and topics I'd have to have if every question we posed was just Hugh laying something out for 12 seconds and then John saying, yeah, pretty much sums it up. Okay, moving on. Oh, boy, we're out of
and
topics.
Next.
It's up next, 6:40. We're out of topics here.
We'll run down the schedule for Major League Lacrosse in a moment.
We prefer the Premier Lacrosse League, by the way. That's the better league, just so you know.
Okay, if you say. I'm not arguing that. You know, he can have that one. That's all you, Abe. You know, I'll grant you the non-major sports expert of this particular show. Because I don't got no clue.
I bring the goods when it comes to stuff no one else watches. That's all me.
Well, that we know. That's obvious. We get ready for the Braves tonight. They could sweep the Marlins. Doesn't matter if they do. You know, it's kind of interesting in a way, if you think about it, that we're in a situation where the Braves are – they're two games up on the Cubs and fighting for the second seed. And it really – Hugh, it totally doesn't matter. Normally, it would matter a lot because you'd have home field advantage and we'd be, you know, locked in. And, you know, right now, I mean, they're pitching Ian Anderson tonight, but if you want to, you could let him go out there, throw three innings, pull him out of the game, put Matzik in or Tomlin or something. Doesn't matter. Go, yeah, we don't care.
I think you want to kind of stay crisp, though. I think there's a need to be crisp, crispy.
Two things matter. Matter, right, Hugh? I mean, we got the scare last night. So getting through these next, what is it, four games healthy, five games, whatever it is, the last four games with every piece healthy is one. Tonight in particular, though, John, a little bit of a confidence boost for Ian Anderson heading into the playoffs. You just don't want to leave with any question marks on the mound. Like you said, three innings, I am fine if you pull him early, but let's look sharp. Let's feel good heading into next week. Let's be confident and go from there.
Yeah, and then you saw the lineup last night. I mean, here's, you know, Adeniyi is starting and Tyler Flowers is starting. And I think that the Braves can do that. They can go into their bench a little bit. You'll have 28 men to pick from. And so, you know, go into your bench a little bit. Give some guys, you know, a little bit of a breather here against the Red Sox. I think you might have been onto something yesterday, I think it was, when you sort of mentioned, one of the two of you, pardon me, I don't remember who, said, you know, maybe you throw out your starting lineup against the Red Sox on Sunday, and then because, you know, you don't want to be, you know, sitting too long, you know, before the start of the playoffs. So, I mean, you're going out Sunday, and then, of course, you're going to have 2 days off, and then you're right back into it on Wednesday. So, yeah, you don't want to have too much time down because if suddenly you played, you know, Saturday and then you didn't play Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, by the time you get to Wednesday, you might be a little bit stale. So
You want to be crispy. You definitely want to be crispy.
Because that rest versus rust argument, Hugh, is absolutely true.
It's examples on both sides of it, John. That's the unfortunate thing about it. You have examples for both. I mean, which are, you know, they're either in your favor or not. That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah,
when it comes to that especially.
Well, with a guy like Max Fried, though, I mean, he could, you know, if he's feeling fine, then, you know, like, you know, say Sunday he could go into the bullpen and throw, you know, because he only pitched an inning last night, he could go into the bullpen and throw a couple innings, you know, simulated just to, you know, stay sharp and stay focused so that we know he's back out there Wednesday and it hasn't been a week since he pitched. You know, I could see that. At this point, you know, we know what the rotation is going to be. We know what this is going to be kind of tough in a way. To watch these last four games because the Braves can't really improve themselves, believe it or not, even in the battle for second. And so we're just waiting for the season to end and seeing who we play because once you get through the Marlins, you're going to have a team in the Red Sox where you have no impact on the National League playoffs. Obviously, Red Sox, A, aren't going to make the American League. So the last three games you play are totally pointless.
Yeah, but you still want to kind of stay sharp, you know. I mean, you know, when you talk about, you know, being in the playoffs and things of that nature, you still want to be sharp.
No, absolutely, because the other team, whoever's fighting for that last playoff spot or whoever fighting for the playoff spot face the Braves is going to be digging hard this weekend. So they're going to be coming in, you know, on a bit of a high because they, you know, if the Giants suddenly got hot, and they could, Giants could finish, you know, high enough to face the Braves. And, of course, they could be out too. But if the Giants get hot and suddenly win, you know, 3 out of 4 and find themselves as the number 7 seed and they're going up against the Braves, they're going to come cross country here on a bit of a high. So, yeah, you want to make sure you do stay sharp. So I agree with kind of your assessment on that. And then we just sit back and see, you can the Braves get through this first? And that it's 2 out of 3 is
– 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Either really good or really bad. I mean, I'm not really sure which it is, because it's good that you only have 3, you know, starters that you could count on. So therefore, 2 out of 3 is good. The bad part is, Hugh, you can get bounced. I mean, the Dodgers are going to have to run that risk, you know, of having you have one bad game and suddenly you're gone. You know,
I mean, I think really realistically, I mean, we're in. That's great because you can't you know win it if you ain't in it. That's great. Mm-hmm. We're in it. And I think all the stuff you're talking about is a concern that you worry about down the line. I mean, you know, worry about that down the line. Worry about too much.
Yeah, well, yeah, I worry about everything here. You know
what they say? You worrying about the wrong thing, man.
It's the story of my life. I don't know that would be any different than anything else. I don't worry about this. I worry not about the fact the next 4 hours are going to be good radio. And you get the honors.
Andy Randy coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Andy's birthday. So happy birthday, Andy. We got 2 gifts. He got his birthday and he got a beautiful baby girl. So everybody has a great day and happy birthday, Andy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.